Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Two Fat Guys in a Dream. Of course, I'm your host with the most, Truman C. Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined here by my father, my partner in weight loss crimes, Scott Steen. Scott, how are you doing?
Crimes against nature.
I'll tell you what, some of these weeks I've had have been a crime against weight loss, for sure.
I think I would refer to it as crimes against nurture, Truman.
Nice.
My parents were overweight. You had a fat dad. It's crimes against nurture, buddy.
Yeah, well, we got this way because I've done a couple crimes against nougat, I will say. So.
God, I love nougat. Love the nougat.
Yep.
Ted Nugent, probably my favorite guitar player.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Two Fat Guys in a Dream, where we try to get a little skinnier every week. We're doing
a little bit skinnier.
Listen, you can't lose 100 pounds in a week. You can. I guess you can, but you will not live that week afterwards. It'll be over for you. Probably.
Trying to think how many, what you'd have to cut off. Like, both legs get you to 100, do you think? Legs weigh 50 pounds a piece?
I think both legs get you to, like, 120.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Boy, that's
no, it's got to be more. Get meat, because it's got to be over half.
Over half of your weight has to be in your legs. I'm not doing it.
You don't want to go down this road?
Nope, throwing up the roadblock right now.
Too weird of a bit. Too weird. That's, in case you guys want to know where the limit on bits is, that's it. It's right there.
There it is. At least to start off, you can't have people listen for 3 minutes and go, Jesus Christ.
Man, they're really getting serious about their weight loss. Holy shit.
So yeah, we try to lose a little bit each week. We try to keep it going. We try to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We've kind of recommitted to the bit here.
And the bit is health.
That's right. So, yeah. Truman, I know you've kind of been stuck in neutral for a little while. And got a little movement this week.
A little schmovement, as they say. Yep.
The cops started to clear the road ahead of you. You started moving a little bit. So that's good to know. You want to just get right to it? You just want to do the thing?
Let's do the thing. That's what we're here to do, the thing, most days, I will say.
You want to talk about our sponsor first?
I'd love to see the look on your face.
Like, what in the hell is he talking about?
What sponsor?
Yeah, how'd you do this week? How'd you do this week, buddy?
Not bad. I actually weighed in at 254.1, which is a 1.9-pound weight loss, also known as episode 45, which is about 2 months ago is about where I was at. But listen, as we've documented pretty well here, there's times that I've been stuck in neutral on this show, but I luckily have had two positive weeks in a row, getting some good momentum going. I'm not sure I've really had two positive weeks in a row here in a bit, so it's good. 3 pounds, almost 3 pounds in 2 weeks. Can't complain. Brings me down to, so 1.9 is 2.33% of my goal. I'm back over one-third of my goal, so 33.62%. And it brings me pretty close to your overall weight loss, as I'm at 27.4 pounds loss now. So,
okay. All right.
I'm inching closer, ever closer. You feel me? You feel me? That's me breathing down your neck.
And I slowed down a little this week. I still had positive result of negative weight, but didn't do as well. And it's one of those weeks, kind of like you had last week, where you did most things. I mean, like, I had a really pretty good week, and started getting some outside walking in with the dog. Good walker, much better walker than
that's
the
what
old
I've heard.
Dog.
How young is the new dog, by the way?
6 months.
Oh, so okay, so puppy then. You guys have a puppy.
Yes, except he's gigantic. But
you guys went the opposite of what you had.
We did. It wasn't. I know you know the story, but for our listeners, this was not a planned deal. As we know, we lost our older dog a couple 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
My wife stopped by the office to let him know, even though I'd already let him know that. She did not register because I did it a couple days after we had put him down. Anyway, so she stopped by the office, and while she was there, one of the people in the office said, "Hey, I've got a puppy at home and I've got two little kids and he's starting to nip and be real high energy. And I don't feel great about having the kids around him. We hate to do it, but we need to rehouse him, which is a much, that's what they say in the 21st century. In the 20th century, we said, we need to give this dog away, but we need to take rehouse my fucking him. Dog,
please. Yeah.
So, your mom, made the mistake of seeing some pictures and it was over. So only thing we had to do was meet Teddy and the girl was the woman was a closer. She called your mom. Yeah. I think this was probably on a Tuesday.
Drinking a lot of coffee.
Maybe a Wednesday and we were going to meet on Saturday morning. She called your mom twice in the interim time to confirm the appointment for the 11 o'clock play date with Teddy.
Christ.
So closer is what she was. So
I had not heard this story, by the way. This is all pretty funny.
Oh, you hadn't heard the whole story?
No, I did not know how you ended up with a dog so fast.
That's how it happened. So we had decided we were going to wait till the end of the summer. We're taking a couple trips this summer. We wanted to not have to mess with, you know, we don't board dogs. We're just not a fan of that. So
yeah,
the girls would have to come over and watch, and you know, we didn't want to get other people have to impact their lives. And all that went out the window when your mom met Teddy. So, and he's a great dog. I don't want to make this like it's a whole one-sided. Oh, it's all your mom. He's very cool. He needed to get out of the circumstances. You can tell he hasn't been well trained. He hasn't been well treated. He hasn't been, you know, he's not beat, but you can tell somebody's raised a hand to him on occasion. Oh, so,
cool.
Yeah, he's a lot, dude. Your mom has to wear long sleeves in the house. She has bruises on her arm from like him just like running into her with his teeth. He's not necessarily a biter so much as a nipper because he's a herder. But he will go in with an open mouth and he got some pretty good weight behind him. So anyway,
interesting.
Bottom line is, for my purposes, he's a great walker. Yeah. Where Milton would go 10 feet and then insist on sniffing and stopping and not going anywhere till he was done. Teddy, if he gets interested in something, you give him a slight tug and he walks right along with you. He's coming right with you.
It's funny. You guys did something very similar to what me and Tina did, which is essentially have a really nice older pet, very well trained, does a lot of really great things, super easy to take care of. And then you have somebody that says, hey, we have this pet that we cannot control because they are too young and we don't have the patience for it. Could you try it? And we go, yeah, sure. And then we both fall in love. Tina loves the cat a ton. I also, in the same way, I love the cat. But he's very, you know, again, he's hopping up on counters. And we're like, man, what? We've never had. Snowball's never hopped up on counters. And it's like, clawing furniture. And we're like, oh, shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. The first day he's here, he's in, like, licking out of the toilet. I've got to remember now to keep the toilet down, the doors closed everywhere.
I already got about half a chicken off the counter or something.
You heard the chicken story. We get chickens from Costco. When we get them, I sit down and clean them and get them all separated into white and dark meat. But it's I like to, if they've been sitting in the fridge a while, I like to set it out for a couple hours.
Right.
They get the congealed jelly and my hands aren't so cold when you work with it. So I'm used to Milt, you know, who about 2 feet long. So I can set things out on the counter. I was in my office working. I heard something scraping around. I'm like, that doesn't sound natural. I went in there and Teddy is on his hind legs, with his paws planted on the counter, just munching away at the chicken, just going to town on the chicken.
Maybe I didn't understand how big this dog is. What kind of dog is this?
He is a, that's a great question. He is a Aussie Doodle. He is part Australian Shepherd and poodle, I believe, because he's like a standard poodle, and that's where he's got curly hair and everything like that. So, he's an Aussie Doodle. Apparently, it's a thing. I'd never heard of it. Your mom had never heard of an Aussie Doodle, but yes, he's able to stand up and put his paws on the counter and definitely reach a foot onto the counter.
Gotcha. When I saw him, I thought he was a lot similar in size to your old Corgi whatever
Chihuahua mix.
Yeah, your corgi Chihuahua mix. No, he's not.
He is not. She the woman, I believe, is either was it misinformed or lied to us and said he's a toy. He is not a toy. He has gigantic paws. This dog is going to be larger. So he's a good sized boy.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
so anyway, good times.
Well, good luck, buddy. You guys, we both did the same thing. We had an older pet that was on easy mode, and then we got a young pet, which is the hardest mode. So we got lulled to sleep with easy. We said, you know what? What if we did expert? Have we considered expert? And you're like, my God, this is
well, and this is this is kind of funny because Milton was your mom's dog, as you know. That was his person and all that. On the other hand, this dog really only listens to me. He's much calmer with me. I don't have bruises and bites, and we hang out all day long. But when your mom gets home or up in the morning, he's nuts. Like, he has to come to, if I'm in the bathroom in the morning and he hasn't seen me yet, he has to come to the door, and I have to speak to him so he knows I'm awake, because he sees that I'm no longer in bed, so he's like, where the hell is he? I have to speak to him, and then he calms down. So nice.
You've got man's best friend, truly.
I do. He's fun so far. So anyway, let's talk about me, Truman. My favorite segment.
Talk about you.
As if we haven't just been doing that.
Then we just talk about how
I did this week.
Okay, so your official weight was 301.6. You lost 1.3 pounds. So that 1.3 pounds is 1.60% of your goal. It means that you've lost now at 27.8. As we talked about, I am at 27.4, so I'm just 0.4 behind you now. I was able to narrow the gap. You were up a pound on me. I got 0.6 back this week. So 1.3, that 27.8 is 23.20% of your goal. So you're almost back to 25% of your goal.
Okay. All right. We're getting there. You know,
so once like
you
said,
you can't hit an 8-run home run, can't throw a 14-point touchdown, can't lose 100 pounds in a week. It's where we started.
Well, you can, but we won't.
All right.
You know,
all right. So yeah, you can't get it all at once.
Yeah.
It didn't, you know, like they say in Weight Watchers, you didn't put it on all at once.
Right.
Although, man, sure seems like put it on a lot faster.
I've got some Excel sheets that can tell you that we put it on pretty quick. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, yeah, good times. I'm rolling right along. I'm doing the low carb, high protein kind of thing, and waiting on my blood test results. So I went and took those. I told you last week we talked about that on the show, and waiting on the results. I know they said it could be up to 10 days, 2 weeks. So. Maybe by the time we tape next week, I'll have some results.
Okay.
And let you know, like, what this has done to affect my blood sugar, what it's done to affect my cholesterol, and whether cholesterol matters.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a conversation that I had with my doctor about cholesterol and whether that's a marker of heart disease or not. So
I've always heard it's...
He agrees with about two-thirds of what I'm doing.
Okay.
But he still... He thinks I should still keep an eye on fat. And calories.
Well, I think calories still. Because no matter what, macros do end up with calories.
As you and I have talked about, it's hard to eat in excess of 2,000 calories if you're just eating protein.
Yeah. If you're eating the right macros, it is hard to overindulge.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I just had an 8-ounce steak, and I will definitely not eat the rest of the night. No doubt about it.
Oh no, yeah. No shot.
I'm totally and that's all I had, no potatoes or, no fucking side dishes with it, anything like that. So anyway, I'm excited. Truman, I'm more excited to talk about what you did differently, what you were able to do to kind of break on through that barricade there around 255, 255 and a half, that you kind of been running in place. What did you do? What big change did you make to let you have that success this week?
Well, we talked about it last week. We talked about kind of getting back into some of the successful habits that we've had. And this week, I mostly focused on mindful eating. I also was counting calories. And so, again, I will always say that if you count calories, it makes it easier to make a plan and let you know where you're at. Like,
when you say counting calories, you mean you're recording your food.
Yes.
You're journaling your food. Yes, that's
exactly. Yeah.
When we say counting calories, that's what we mean. Keeping track of everything you put in your body.
Right. So yeah, I like yesterday actually a great example of where counting your tracking your calories works really well is, so I was working and I worked out in the morning, so I take half those calories back. I don't put my whole workout in. I get some of those calories back, whatever. I had breakfast where I had, you know, my normal, I have a protein bar and a protein shake. That's 350 calories when I do that. And then, but it's, you know, obviously a really heavy start with 50 grams of protein and 50. It's that breakfast when I do it is 15 net carbs, 10 grams of fat, and 51 grams of protein. So pretty good start macro wise for me.
How many grams of sugar?
That's a great question.
That's your protein bar. If you got that few carbs, it's probably not too bad.
Sugar, like,
I bet you're less than 10.
Sugar in the protein bar is 1 gram. Sugar in the protein shake is 1 gram as well.
That's outstanding.
Both found at Costco, by the way. If you're looking for it, it's the Premier Protein. It's like $29 for 18 of them, or like $27 for 18 of them. So not too bad. And then we get the Costco protein bars too, which I think it's $20 for like, or I think it's like $17 for 20 of them as well.
That's the one that have like egg whites and cashews in them. Is that those? That's the ones your mom gets.
No, these are literally just Kirkland brand chocolate chunk and cookie dough flavored bars.
Excellent.
That's all it is.
Okay.
So yeah. Okay. So
very good.
But like, so yesterday I ate that. That was my 350 calorie meal, and then I ended up having to skip lunch. We went to work. I do kind of technical sessions with engineers sometimes, where we go to different engineering firms, and we went and we had a guy from out of town that represents a product. He mostly gave the presentation. I was mostly there for support, but we bring lunch to those places typically. And normally at the end we'll grab one or whatever, but the guy was like, oh no, like I think we're going to eat with, you know, my boss back at the office. He said, we'll do lunch. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Then, so we get back, it's like 1:30 when we get back. And then my boss is like, oh, I've actually got a little bit of work here. I'll catch you here in a little bit. And then it just kept on getting pushed back. And then all of a sudden it's like 2:45 and he's like, okay, actually I'll take you guys out to dinner after work. But I was like, oh, I have to go to a networking event, all this stuff. All that to say, so because I dragged my calories, I'm like, okay, I've only eaten 350 calories. I also worked out burned 800 calories in the morning. So I'm at a deficit period for my day so far. Right. And I'm like, okay, then, you know, we had our last week of bowling, and every now and again I would get the chili cheese fries at bowling. And I was like, you know what? I think I can afford an order of chili cheese fries today because I haven't eaten anything else today. So
right.
as what's crazy is one of my best weeks I've had in, you know, weeks, in months almost, maybe. I had a large order of chili cheese fries for dinner last
week. The last meal you had before weigh-in.
Before weigh-in was.
What do you write down for how many calories? And what's the stats on your chili cheese fries that you put in there?
I put in a large order of chili cheese fries from Sonic, is how I counted it.
Okay.
I was like, listen, you know, it is 710 calories.
Okay.
Which is honestly not as bad as I thought it would be. So maybe I honestly, it's one of those things where like, I'm like, maybe I took a light on myself, but nah, that's all right. 710 calories, that's 63 net carbs. So not great.
Okay.
All in the fries, I assume. 40 grams of fat and 18 grams of protein. I really thought there'd be more grams of protein, honestly.
From what?
The meat or the cheese. I guess cheese doesn't really have protein, really.
The chili at Sonic that's just chunked full of meat? Yeah, okay.
A lot of beans, I guess, in that chili. So, but yeah, so that was, you know, that was 710 calories. But, you know, that means that still, I'll tell you what, though. I was feeling pretty full. And I still, you know, that's 1,200 calories. I would not recommend everybody eating 1,200 calories. Don't skip meals to lose weight. I truly only did it because I accidentally fell ass backwards into it and it worked out. But Please do not. We do not recommend skipping meals to lose weight.
Is that the last day of Ramadan? What are you doing?
Yeah, right. I was really fasting. Yeah.
You're having your early breakfast, and then you don't eat anything all day until after sundown, and then you have chili cheese fries.
I would say a much more normal day was Monday, where Tuesday, where I had normal breakfast. I finished some butter chicken from an Indian place that I had left over. I had like a half a naan left over, so I had that, and then I finished I ate that in like small portions. I mean, it was only like 300 calories worth of food between those two things, and then I finished my 1/3 of my chop steak that I had left over from Longhorn because I'd done mindful eating and split my food in half. And then I had like we had a turkey meatloaf for dinner that night, so that was a much more normal. Where I had, you know, 500 calories worth of meatloaf, and then I think, we went to Topgolf, and I had a couple buffalo wings there to just.
How lean was the turkey that you used for the meatloaf?
93.7.
Okay, so if you want to give it more flavor next time, you can fold in a little ground beef, a little ground sausage. I make it with Italian sausage sometime, where I throw like a third of a pound or a half pound in there, because it's. You know, just straight up turkey, it can be a little, I mean, it's fine. It's not like chunk full of flavor though.
Well, dude. Okay. So weirdest thing in the world, I would have maybe got a less lean turkey even, but we went to the store, and the 97.3 turkey breast is like $5.99 a pound. We're like, okay, weird. The 93.7 turkey breast that we got was $2.99 a pound. We're like, sweet. Jesus. Okay. And then the 85.15 or 80.20 turkey breast that was there was $7 a pound. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So I was like, cool, let's get the middle one. It's the most lean with it's more lean with a little more flavor, and it's $2.99. I was like, why would we not get this one?
If you're just going to have turkey by itself, like a turkey burger, turkey meatloaf, you know, a 97.3. That's bad. That's, you're not going to have much flavor, not much moisture there.
No.
So, good. Well, I'm glad it came out okay for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, right. But, yeah, like but, you said.
But the big thing here is with mindful eating is literally what I do when I sit down with a meal, I literally cut it in half. I cut, you know, the normal meal in half, and I say, I push one half to one side and one half to the other side, and I start a timer on my watch. And, you know, I go, okay, 10 minutes. And I take 10 minutes to eat half that. And I would say that's almost the hardest part, is taking 10 minutes. So you take 10 minutes, you eat that first half, you take 10 minutes off. And if you need to eat the second half, then you can eat until you're full, right? But taking 10 minutes to eat half that meal is the hardest part, where you go, okay, all right, I should take a bite. And you're like, okay, if you look at it, you're really like, okay, I have 15 bites. So you're like, I need to take about one bite every 45 seconds. And if you think about it like that, you're like, man. So you take that bite and you're like, okay, cool. And if you go to grab another bite, you'll notice you're about to take another bite 20 seconds later. And you're like, oh, shit, I was – wait, you know, it's
– We eat fast, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a – you know, last week we talked about the concept of Hara Habi Boo, the eating till you're 80% full. And mm-hmm. – that is hard to do if you're just shoveling food in. If you're, you know, grabbing a Big Mac in your car or whatever, that's a lot. That's hard. That's hard to do. And that's, you know, and I know you guys get trained to eat like that when you're in fucking school.
Mm-hmm.
You get, you know, 22 minutes to eat lunch or whatever ridiculous thing. You know, you got to shovel it like you're in prison or something. You know.
Well, and one of the funnier parts of that is, I mean, so. Like, what happens is you remember what it feels like to get hungry and what it feels like when you're normal full. It's one of those, like, that was the craziest part to me this week, because I was like, man, I haven't been legitimately hungry in like a month, you know, just because it's like, okay, breakfast time, okay, lunch time, okay, dinner time, and you're just like, okay, I'll eat, okay, I'll eat, okay, I'll eat, right. And then you... But when you do this, you're like, okay, you're like, man, I'm 11:30. I'm about ready to eat. You're like, I'm hungry. I need something, you know, I'm getting, and then you eat until you're full, and you're like, okay, you're like, all right. And then you're like, and then 5 o'clock starts to roll around. You're like, dude, I need some food. I'm hungry again. You're like, oh, I forgot what it was like to hunger for something. Because it's like, oh, right. Noon, time to eat. Okay. 8 o'clock, time to eat. 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. for dinner. Okay. Time to eat. I'll eat this much. Sweet. All right. I wake up the next morning. Okay. Let's eat. You know, it's just like, I was definitely falling into the schedule and not actually listening to my body and saying, okay, eat. Okay. Now I'm done. And like, and legit, I think every, it feels so, almost so dumb just to talk about this. Cause it's like, it's simple. I ate less food and now I'm doing better. I ate half the normal amount of food that I normally eat and somehow right. I've lost weight. I can't figure it out. Yeah. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing where I'm like, I just am in eating less and I'm having better success. And people go, oh, well, yeah. And it's like, no, dude, if you really think about it, like really think about when you're full, it's just, it's not, it was one of those things where like, there was even times where I went, okay, listen, I want to enjoy a big meal this time. I'm going to eat my whole meal. You know, I was like, whatever, you know, I'm going to get a 900 calorie meal. I'm going to eat the whole thing. And I went, and I had to stop myself and go, that's not a treat to stuff yourself. Why would I do that? Like, that doesn't bring me joy. I don't feel more satisfied because I ate my whole meal, you know? And even on that, where you do that, you're like, oh, now, you know, when eating normal portions throughout the rest of the week, you get to that portion and you go, oh, I feel like shit now that I ate that full meal. Oh, this feels awful. My body does not feel good right now. Yeah. You're like, dude, man. So it's just, it's just so funny to have to talk about it.
So what's your goal for the week? You're just going to keep it going. You're going to keep more mindful eating, more tracking.
Yes.
Okay.
I did officially buy new training shoes, so I have to break those in. I did not get I did not get the Nikes that we talked about, but I got very similar shoes from Puma that were more reasonably priced, which made me feel better about it. They were 45. You know, they are supportive. I do not care how they look. And they're like $45, and they're great. Instead of the $90 that the Nikes would have cost, I actually was able to get two pairs of shoes for under $80, and compared to the Nike ones that were $90. So,
yeah, the Steen apple doesn't fall far from the Steen tree.
Well, they both made my feet feel good, so you know I can't complain. Right. So. But it's one of those things, well, you know, you treat yourself with workout stuff like that. You got to go break it in. Like I got this new shirt. It's like an active shirt that I've got to wear for the gym. And I got new shorts. It's like, okay, cool. Use these things. Right. You don't, you know, if you're going to treat yourself, use this. Don't buy new golf clubs and then take 3 months to go golfing, you know?
Words of wisdom right there, my friend.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, I'm going to keep, I'm going to try to keep the walking going. We're going to the game tomorrow night.
Is it Bark at the Park on Friday? It might be Bark at the Park almost.
Is it? I know it's coming up.
That would be so funny.
Either that or the next weekend. It's going to be cold.
May 21st. Oh, April 23rd. Yeah, so there's three different Barks at the Park.
I don't know that Teddy will be ready for Bark at the Park by the end of the baseball season.
No, probably not.
It'd be nice if he is, but I got my doubts. So we'll see what happens. So, I'm just going to keep my increasing my walking and keep doing what I'm doing as far as diet goes. And looking for a big week, man. I just want to break below 3 bills again and keep the momentum going.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I really hone it in, because I went to Manhattan. And we, like, played disc golf, which was good, but we also went out to the bars and had, you know, might have had a corn dog when I was drunk, when I shouldn't have, you know. And so I was, you know, we went out to do some of those things in Manhattan. So I probably didn't even have as good of a weekend. I mean, I was probably 257, 258 on Monday morning, and really reined it in. So, you know, if I have a very normal weekend, like I'm expecting to this weekend, we could have a whole great week.
Yeah.
You can be knocking on the door of 3 bills, and I can be knocking on the door 2.5. So let's see.
All right.
Let's focus.
Let's go get them, buddy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm ready. All right. Have a great week. As always, thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for checking us out, for seeing our progress. And we hope that you get some, you know, some information, some tips you can use. And we hope that you're entertained along the way as well. As always, you can find us on social media. You can find me at Steenroller. He is Steen Machine on X. He's over there on the YouTube under Open Disaster, under Open Disaster Productions. Check it out. And he's on the TikTok as well. I don't see as much Truman TikTok content. He's still putting up content.
I put up a little bit here and there. I'm trying to get back into it. It's one of those things. I just got so busy that I lost some of that. I lose some of that extra hobby time, and I, you know.
Okay.
So, right, but I'm finding some more time for it now.
All right, very good. Any final words?
Nope. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate everybody for being here again. Like, subscribe, comment, do all the stuff. You want to see us? You're listening to us. You want to see us? Go to YouTube. You're seeing us, but don't want to see us? Go to Spotify. Appreciate everybody for being here. The dreamers, the believers, even the fat guys. Let's have a great week, everybody. Let's really focus in. Appreciate everybody who's still here, still stuck it out through all these episodes, and really appreciate it. I don't know. That feel right?
That's
feel good?
That's good. You guys have a great week. Eat healthy. Go out there and touch some grass. Have some fun. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. If you need a meatloaf recipe, hit us up. We got a good turkey meatloaf recipe.
There you go. See you guys. Take care, everybody.